Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Daniel Vaughn is a self-proclaimed barbecue snob, and now he's got a bully pulpit to preach the barbecue, word to Texas and the rest of the nation and the world. People who want to know where the best barbecue in the country is, look no further than Texas and some spots here in San Antonio, Central Texas, Austin, all across the state. He recently helped release a list of the best barbecue joints in the state. And Jeffrey Vaughn joins me here on The Source. If you got comments or issues, arguments, matters of taste in regards to a barbecue, give us a call. The number is 614-8980. Daniel Vaughn, welcome to The Source.
Thanks for having me.
So why are you so passionate about barbecue?
Well, it's just one of those, ultra Texas cuisines. It has a long history here. It also just takes a long time to make. The pitmasters who do this kind of work are working long, hard hours, usually overnight, so that we can all have a good lunch.
So what is it? I mean, it seems like people are crazy. They're nuts. They're irrational. They just have this devotion to barbecue. You referenced that in your book, The Prophets of Smoked Meat, A Journey Through Texas Barbecue, the book that's out that just shows, it's like a religion.
Yeah, it is. And I think that really can come from two different ways. One way, if you grew up in this state, chances are your grandfather or your dad or your mom took you to a barbecue joint, and that's the one you grew up eating, that's the one they grew up eating, and that's the one you fight for, as if it's like your sports team. And then there are folks like me who came a little bit later in life to the state, got here as fast as I could, and discovered this incredible cuisine of barbecue. It's something that, it only exists in a few places around the country, and in our opinion, it only exists in such a high quality here in Texas. So once you get here and you taste this, completely different type of meat, completely different flavors, the transformation that happens over those long periods of time in the smoker, it's just something that you want more and more of.
So let's talk definition. What is the definition of barbecue? What makes something turn a chunk of meat into barbecue?
Well, generally, it's going to be something that's cooked over a long period of time over low heat. Oftentimes, that's going to be indirect heat, like in Central Texas. Basically, the thing, what barbecue is more easily defined by what it's not, and that is, it's not hot and fast cooking like grilling. Like you're already taking a good piece of meat and you're cooking it in 10 or 20 minutes time. It's a process that takes hours, sometimes days.
But it's not taking a piece of meat, cooking it, and putting some candy sauce on it.
Absolutely not. If you're doing a good job with your seasoning, with your smoking, and you're ending up with a nice piece of beef or even a nice rack of pork ribs, really, you can get away with a pretty simple seasoning of salt and pepper and still come out with something pretty magical. As far as a sauce or sweet glazes, those might be nice additions in moderation. But in general, here in Texas, it's best if you're given the option, if that sauce is served on the side.
And so what's the biggest mistake people make when it comes to, deciding what's good and what's bad barbecue?
Well, the biggest mistake they might make is, going to maybe some of those tried and true menu items like a chopped beef sandwich. I often get asked, well, why don't you like this place or that place? They have a great chopped beef sandwich. Or worse yet, I love the coleslaw or the cornbread
or their iced tea. Iced tea.
Yeah.
How can you like the barbecue place for their iced tea?
Exactly. And I certainly, I'm not going to be rating a barbecue joint on their atmosphere or their service alone. It's those things that are all superfluous to the meat to me. It comes down to, do they have great meat? If they have a great coleslaw, then all the better. If they have a great sauce, then great. My bread's going to taste better when I dip it in there. But really, it comes down to, for me, the sliced brisket, ribs, and hopefully if they make it themselves, a good smoked sausage.
The number to call to weigh in on the conversation about barbecue in Texas is 614-8980. So when we talk about barbecue in Texas, do we need to clarify this is barbecue beef? I And is this where we're champions in barbecue beef, or are we trying to claim that our barbecue pork is as good as anything that you're going to get, say, like in Memphis?
Yeah, I mean, a nice big hunk of spare rib, of pork spare rib, that is seasoned with salt and pepper and a whole lot of smoke. That to me is just as good as any Memphis rib that you're going to get a dry dusting of their of their barbecue rub on at the end.
They're pulled pork sandwiches.
There are pulled pork sandwiches. It's becoming I couldn't say that it's common. There's not enough of them to call it that, but you're seeing more and more pulled pork sandwiches out there at places that get a lot of attention, like Franklin Barbecue here in Austin has a great pulled pork. Pecan Lodge up in Dallas also does pulled pork. Louis Miller in Taylor, Texas also. You get even a big, like, inch-thick pork steak at Snow's Barbecue in Lexington.
Now, Franklin Barbecue in Austin, didn't you say that was the best barbecue place in Texas?
Yeah, that is number one in the Texas Monthly Top 50 Barbecue list, yeah.
What's so good about it?
Well, it has a lot of things about it that you can find elsewhere, like incredible brisket, incredible ribs. But one thing it has that others don't is a just absolute consistency. It's one of those places that I know the lines can get up to 2 hours, but I can confidently tell someone that if you stand in that line for 2 hours, what you get at the end, you're not going to be disappointed with, because every time I've eaten there, it's been fantastic.
When President Obama went to Austin recently, he went to Stubbs, not to Franklin. What do you think would have happened if he had cut in line in Austin to get in front of the line at Franklin's?
Well, let's just say I think it would take a team of Secret Service men to get somebody to be able to cut in line at Franklin.
But people like you, barbecue snobs, they were like, saying, oh, heavens to Betsy, Obama went to Stubbs.
Yeah, well, we want people to come to Texas, and we want them to sample the best that we have to offer. And you won't find Stubbs in the top 50 list, because we don't think it's even in the top 50 of barbecue in Texas. So we would much rather President Obama come and try some of the best barbecue that we have to offer here in Austin. It's one of the best cities for barbecue there is, and I think he could have chosen more wisely.
Yeah, get the best, but don't cut in line. So maybe he could have got a national briefing or something while he was standing in line or learning about some more details about scandals that he should be taking care of.
That's right.
So in San Antonio, what did you consider to be the best barbecue spots here?
Well, Two Brothers Market is on the list, as well as the Granary. The Granary is a newer place. They serve a more traditional barbecue menu at lunchtime, and they certainly have a little more flair with their dinner menu. They even do things like a pastrami beef rib, whereas, back at Two Brothers, it's more of a traditional barbecue place. They do have their cherry-rubbed baby back ribs, but for the most part, you're talking simple smoked meat on butcher paper. And if you look at the cover of my book, The Prophets of Smoked Meat, it's the cover image is straight from Two Brothers Market. So I think it makes for some pretty good-looking barbecue, too.
Yeah, it's simple, but delicious. It's not overly done, but it's all, happens in the pit.
You're defining barbecue right there. Simple but delicious. The simpler, the better. The more that the meat can shine through, the less that you try and cover it up with other flavors,
okay,
well, other sauces.
I'm gonna take a break. We're going to come back. Okay. I want to hear from callers. Tell me what you think about barbecue in San Antonio, 614-8980. And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. We're talking about barbecue in Texas with the barbecue snob Daniel Vaughn. He has just written the book, The Prophets of Smoked Meat. He's also helped compile a list of the best barbecue places in the state of Texas with Texas Monthly. Two spots in San Antonio, which were on that list, were Two Brothers and The Granary. And the best place in all of the state of Texas, Franklin in Austin. Let's go to the phones, and Tony wants to jump in on this conversation. Tony, welcome to The Source.
Good afternoon. My two favorite places are the old smokehouse on Fredericksburg Road and the barbecue station. It's on 410, right before it goes around to Harry Wurzbach.
At Crossroads.
No, not at Crossroads.
Okay.
No, it's where 410 goes around, and it almost turns into Harry Ware's Bar.
Oh, okay. That's a different place. That's a different barbecue place. Okay, I got you now. All right, but I definitely know the smokehouse. All right, thank you for that. Those comments.
Yeah, the smokehouse. I've enjoyed meals at the smokehouse. At the old smokehouse, I really like the lamb ribs that they've got there. Really good stuff. But we just thought Two Brothers and the Granary were better.
The thing about going to these barbecue places is that when you go eat there and when you're a reporter and you come back to the newsroom, everyone thinks that you have been covering a fire. Because you smell like you ran out of fire.
Occupational hazard. Yeah, most of my clothes permanently smell like smoke, as does the inside of my car.
All right, let's more phone calls. John's calling from Bernie. John, welcome to The Source.
I just wanted to mention, been in Texas just a short time, but I've come across quite a few different places, and I was wondering how the Sisterdell Smokehouse may rank in Sisterdell.
All right, John, thank you for your call. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, Sisterdell is actually one of my personal favorites. I went there in writing the book. It was a great experience. Had a lot of great food there. As far as the top 50 goes, it wasn't in my particular territory. And the person that went out to that location, maybe it was just the day. Maybe I hit him on a great day. You never know. But it just wasn't up to snuff for the top 50. But it's certainly a place that I would return to.
Seems like this is, people. I saw on your Twitter feed, they argue about barbecue. This is something that people can chew the fat over pretty much constantly.
Oh, yeah, there are strong opinions about barbecue. And, of course, our top 50 list is just part of those strong opinions. We have our own opinions, and we welcome the discourse. We welcome passionate voices who are there defending their barbecue joints.
All right, another caller, Irene, joins the conversation. Irene, welcome to The Source.
How are you today?
Doing great.
Well, I'm enjoying your show, and as a transplanted Texan, I've tried to have all kinds of barbecue at all different places, but, the guest mentioned that it's not about the coleslaw, and it's all about the meat. But to me, some of the condiments are part of the meal, and to me, the cream corn at Rudy's Barbecue is to die for, and I can't imagine going there and not having the cream corn. I mean, sometimes I've actually just bought the cream corn and not had the barbecue, which sounds terrible, but I just love it. So what do you think?
All right, thank you, Irene.
Well, I agree with you. I like the cream corn at Rudy's as well. Cream corn is never going to get you on a top 50 barbecue list, that's for sure. But I enjoy going to Rudy's, and my normal order there would be the cream corn and their smoked turkey.
So if Texas Monthly ever puts together the top cream corn places in Texas, then Rudy will probably be in the contention there.
It might be number one.
Okay. Well, I definitely will try the cream corn next time I'm at Rudy's. And they have on their sign the worst barbecue in Texas. I guess that's ironic.
Yeah, they are trying to be ironic. I wouldn't call them hipsters at all, but they certainly are trying to be ironic. And I think every location that's opened up so far is also coupled with a gas station, too. So they try to keep a certain aura around the place.
So are we in a golden age of barbecue in Texas right now? Is this as good as it gets?
Well, I thought it was as good as it got maybe 4 years ago. I thought it was peaking, and it just continues to get better and better. In the 2013 list that we came up with, a lot of the places that are on that list weren't even around in 2008 for our previous list. So there's lots of new barbecue coming into the state, lots of new barbecue joints opening up, and more importantly, a lot of those new places that are opening up are of very high quality.
So, callers, if you want to defend your favorite barbecue place, now's the time to jump in the conversation. The number is 614-8980. And so, in my work as a reporter, I've gotten to travel back and forth across the state many times, and then I try to sample as much barbecue as I can as I do so. And you do see a huge variety, in styles across Texas, and what one part will consider barbecue, the other part of Texas will not consider barbecue.
Yeah, there are some big differences. In East Texas, you're going to get really tender ribs that are probably covered in sauce, chopped beef sandwiches, hot links. Then if you move over to Central Texas, it's pretty much every place is going to be serving you just simple smoked meats, simply seasoned, probably smoked with post oak, and the sauce, if it exists at all, is going to be on the side. And then you head down to South Texas for whole head beef barbacoa. And then over in the hill country, you've got direct heat, where you've got big logs being burnt down to coals, and those coals are shoveled over into a pit directly under the meat. So,
So you consider barbacoa to be barbecue?
Well, it's a tough definition. It's also how you define barbacoa. You know, most barbacoa in the state is made by steaming beef, whether that's whole heads. Even the whole heads are less frequent these days, and it usually comes down to cheek meat or tongue. And very often that's, or almost everywhere, that is going to be steamed or braised, and that's going to be done in an oven. There is really only one place left in Texas, Vera's down in Brownsville, that still does whole head barbacoa in the ground cooked with wood. So, yeah, I consider that barbecue.
Not a crock pot slow cooker. Let's get another caller on the air. George wants to jump in on the barbecue conversation. Welcome to The Source, George.
Thank you. I wanted to comment the best barbecue sauce in Texas, hands down, is Bob's Barbecue. They used to be on Frederick Road. I think they changed hands since Bob passed away. But they have the most delicious barbecue sauce. You can eat it with bread. It'll give you a little bit of a heartburn, but I'll tell you what, that is the best barbecue sauce. It's like Baby Ray's, but even better. They keep it in a coffee pot, hot, they pour it, and I tell you what, it's the best. And I'm 53 and I've tasted barbecue sauce everywhere, and nothing comes anywhere close to Bob's barbecue sauce. I believe they're on the east side of town, is their main restaurant, but they had it on Harrisburg Road for a while, but on the Callahan area. But
I
just wanted to put that in there.
Okay, George, thanks for your comments. We appreciate that.
And certainly while, barbecue sauce is one of those things that I consider optional for Texas barbecue, there are some great sauces out there. I'm glad you pointed out. Bob's probably at the old smokehouse is where they're serving it now. John Miller Meat Company here has kind of an onion soup almost consistency to his barbecue sauce, which I love. City Market down in Luling has this great mustard sauce. So, yeah, there are some great sauces around the state.
Okay, James wants to give his 2 cents worth about barbecue in Texas. Go ahead, James.
Hi, guys. I'm from San Antonio, and I would say the best barbecue here, hands down, is the Smoke Shack. It's off of Nacogdoches and 410. It's they have a great shop there, and I heard you just talking about mustard sauce. I mean, their mustard barbecue sauce is, oh, man, it blows my mind away. I know, like, chops are easy to make, but like I said, their chop is amazing. Just let me know what you think about it.
So that's a mustard sauce. Yeah. Thank you, James, for your call. Mustard sauce, that's kind of like a South Carolina style?
Yeah, a little bit. South Carolina they have several different types of sauces throughout the state, but yeah, they're probably most well-known for the mustard sauce. And yeah, the Smoke Shack, I do really like that mustard sauce. I think they call it their liquid gold. They serve it right on the pulled pork. And I like the Smoke Shack, too. I had some really great St. Louis-style ribs there. They got a sweet glaze on them. But their brisket's been a little up and down.
And consistency is critical.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to be considered a great barbecue joint, then you need to know when maybe that brisket that didn't turn out quite right just shouldn't be served.
Okay. Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to The Source, and you want to talk about barbecue.
Yes, sir. Just like to know what he thinks of the barbecue in Lockhart, what he thinks of the prime rib at Price's Market. And also, you know, the last caller, the Smoke Shack, since that's a pull trailer, is that really a barbecue joint?
Okay, good questions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't discriminate based on setting. If it's a trailer, if it's a standalone restaurant, if it's in a strip mall, I mean, if they've got a smoker and they're smoking meat in it, I consider it a barbecue joint. What was the first question?
Hang on a second.
Oh, about what my thoughts were on barbecue and Lockhart. Yeah, Christ's Market is in our top 50 list. It's a place that I really enjoy. Their brisket that they have there isn't one of my favorite things on their menu. It's really their pork chops that I'm in love with. They've got a great complement of sausages as well. And the prime rib is good when you get it early in the morning. Once it sits around a little later in the day, it starts to get towards medium well. So as long as you get it when it's still a little bloody, I really enjoy it.
Wow. So many calls. Didn't get to all of them. A lot of people defending their favorite barbecue places. Wish we could have heard from everyone. Everyone is in love with their own personal barbecue shop. And, you know, they don't have to be high-priced places. They're all very comfortable, homey, home-style, authentic folks. Daniel Vaughn, thank you so much for joining us. Barbecue editor of Texas Monthly. Good luck on your book, The Prophets of Smoked Meat, A Journey Through Texas Barbecue.
Thanks, and you can come get a signed copy of it tomorrow evening at Two Brothers.
Will do. All right. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thank you so much for tuning us in, and we'll be back on Monday.
The Source is a production of Texas Public Radio. Paul Flav produces the show. Oversight is provided by TPR Program Director Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor, and production assistance comes from Catherine Dixon. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.
Coming up Monday at 3 on The Source, BRAC is back. The base realignment and closure process is what shut down Kelly Air Force Base, but also expanded the local military medical facilities. But what's in the future for BRAC in San Antonio? We'll hear from Congressman Joaquin Castro on the latest on BRAC on The Source, Monday at 3 on KSTX. The Source is made possible through contributions to the TPR Community Engagement Fund.
This is Bill Kiego, the director of the McNay Art Museum. I listen to public radio all the time, and I'm a supporter of it. And my wife and I feel like it's a window onto the entire world. We think it's important for an informed community because the information that's provided really gives you a lot more knowledge on which to base your decisions about what you do with your business, with your own personal life, and with your community.
To learn more about how your business can benefit by investing in KSTX, call 1-800-622-8977 or visit tpr.org.
This is KSTX San Antonio. Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock.